50 years ago today, the first message was ever sent on ARPANET, the network that would eventually evolve into the internet. The first message, sent between the University of California, Santa Barbara, and the University of Utah, was LO, which was not an archaic exclamation, but an error made by a student, Charles Klein, as he tried unsuccessfully to log in. From the beginning, ARPANET was intended to have a military function, the decentralized infrastructure that allows the modern web to function so well, was first implemented with a view to surviving a nuclear war between the USA and the USSR. One of the recurring themes in the Bible is that innovation and invention is most often put to military use. There's an illuminating story in one of those rarely visited corners of the Hebrew scriptures that casts light on this. In 2 Chronicles 26, we find the once good King Uzziah has become proud, which always leads to a downfall. The text connects that pride directly with the establishment of a military research and development department. Uzziah, we read, made devices, invested for use on the towers and on the corner defences so that soldiers could shoot arrows and hurl large stones from the walls. The Bible knows that when the leaders dream of invention, they are often dreaming of someone else's death. The old pop song asked, "War, what is it good for?" and possibly too quickly answered, "Absolutely nothing." Perhaps it's good for innovation. And if that is the case, 50 years on from that first message, with our lives so woven into the World Wide Web, today is a good day to ask, how does our love of gadgetry implicate us in the perpetual war machine?